Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 10, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about BlockFi looks to tap institutional market with new platform. State Street Bank launches cryptocurrency division. Solana-based Oxygen taps jump trading in bid to be DeFi's top prime brokerage. Dapper Labs unveils Flow native stablecoin, FUSD, with other ERC-20-like tokens to follow. Elizabeth Warren, U.S. lawmakers put Bitcoin on trial in Senate CBDC hearing. Now let's get started. BlockFi looks to tap institutional market with new platform. BlockFi launched BlockFi Prime as more institutional investors show an interest in crypto. Cryptocurrency lender BlockFi said Thursday it is launching BlockFi Prime, a trading platform for institutional investors and high net worth clients. The service, which will feature real-time quotes and 24-hour delayed settlement, will be available to asset managers, family offices, high net worth individuals, hedge funds, private equity firms and corporate entities. The company expects to add capabilities for margin trading, automated margin lending, and derivatives to the service in the coming months, according to a company press release. The move comes on the heels of increased interest in crypto markets from institutional investors, dating back to the past year. BlockFi joins competitors Coinbase, Genesis Trading and others in offering a prime service. Genesis is owned by CoinDesk parent DCG. Our clients were asking us for this and the reason that they're asking is because we have essentially the largest balance sheet among the new breed of digital finance firms, said David Olson, Vice President and Global Head of Institutional Distribution at BlockFi, according to Bloomberg. The way that we've set up the business from day one, more than any other of the new digital fintechs out there, we were built to serve institutions. Just days ago, BlockFi was reported to be in discussions to raise several hundred million dollars at a valuation near $5 billion, according to a report in The Information. The company raised a $350 million Series D at a $3 billion valuation in March. State Street Bank launches cryptocurrency division. State Street says it plans to evolve into a multi-asset platform to support cryptocurrency trading and more. State Street, a U.S. custody bank that oversees about $40 trillion in assets, has launched a cryptocurrency division. The new unit, State Street Digital, will be led by Executive Vice President Nadine Chalker, who will report to Lou Mayery, the bank's chief operating officer, State Street said in a press release Thursday. State Street said it is expanding its digital reach to include crypto, central bank digital currency, blockchain and tokenization, and will upgrade its existing GlobalLink platform into a multi-asset digital trading system. In April, CoinDesk reported that State Street was working on a new trading platform for digital assets set to go live mid-year through a partnership between the bank's CurrentX trading technology provider and London-based Pure Digital, which develops infrastructure for foreign exchange trading platforms. But at that time, State Street representatives played down the possibility that the bank would use the platform to trade crypto. That seems to have changed. Digital assets are quickly becoming integrated into the existing framework of financial services, and it is critical we have the tools in place to provide our clients with solutions for both their traditional investment needs as well as their increased digital needs, State Street CEO Ron O'Hanley said in the press release. State Street had been edging closer to the crypto market. In April, the bank was appointed as the administrator of a planned Bitcoin-backed exchange traded note, ETN, initiated by Iconic Funds BTC, minus 0.4%, ETN GmbH. A unit of Iconic Funds GmbH. A holding company that manages crypto investments. Before that, State Street was appointed as the fund administrator and transfer agent of the VanEck Bitcoin Trust, an exchange-traded fund whose launch depends on whether the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, approves crypto ETFs. A source in the crypto custody market said State Street is playing catch-up. When BNY Mellon entered the crypto custody space, that pretty much forced State Street to get involved, the source said. In February, BNY Mellon announced it is starting a digital custody unit later this year. Solana-based Oxygen Taps jump trading in bid to be DeFi's top prime brokerage. Oxygen will enter its beta stage in the next 2 to 3 months, co-founder Alex Grebneff said. Oxygen, a kind of decentralized finance, DeFi, brokerage built on the high-throughput Solana blockchain, has added Chicago-based Jump Trading as a strategic partner. Jump joins a group of existing supporters of the platform that includes Sam Bankman-Fried's Alameda Research, Multicoin Capital and Genesis Trading, owned by CoinDesk's parent company, Digital Currency Group. The firms backed Oxygen in a $40 million round of fundraising earlier this year. Oxygen aims to make DeFi more accessible to retail investors, but with transactions handled and settled on the 50,000 transaction per second Solana blockchain and using the Serum Decentralized Exchange, DEX. Carissa Felger, a representative for Jump Trading, said Jump's role would be as a market maker on the Oxygen platform. Jump is going to be a liquidity provider on Oxygen, collaborate on risk management and market data tools, and invest in the ecosystem, Felger said via email. Solana Labs itself just raised $314 million to build out the network's DeFi capabilities. DeFi Portal. In addition to providing brokerage services to institutional crypto clients, Oxygen will be integrated into Maps.me, a mobile alternative to Google Maps with about 140 million users. Bankman-Fried's Alameda led a surprise $50 million investment in Maps.me earlier this year. In terms of the mass adoption of DeFi, Oxygen's co-founder Alex Grebneff said 47% of 7,000 Maps.me users surveyed liked the idea of integrating the app with a financial services component. There are currently 240,000 people on the waiting list for the Oxygen wallet, according to Grebneff. Users of Maps.me will be able to lend dollars and earn 12% per year, unaware that behind the scenes is a decentralized engine powering borrowing, lending, derivatives, structured products and more. On the one hand, Oxygen will provide the back end, delivering passive income to tens of millions of people without them having to know anything about DeFi, Grebneff said in an interview. On the institutional side, it's about connecting big players in the digital assets space like Genesis and Jump, and catering to clients such as high-frequency traders. Oxygen will enter its testing stage in the next 2 to 3 months and the Maps.me integration will go live around the same time, Grebneff said. The focus will be on Europe, Asia and Latin America to start with, and not the US, he added. Dapper Labs unveils float-native stablecoin, FUSD, with other ERC-20-like tokens to follow. The maker of NBA Top Shot is deploying new tools for developers to launch tokens on the Flow blockchain. Digital collectibles will always have volatile prices, but the money used to buy them shouldn't. Dapper Labs, the game company behind the Flow blockchain, has announced a new dollar-backed stablecoin made in partnership with Prime Trust, the financial infrastructure provider. Called FUSD. It will work much like familiar stablecoins Circle's USDC and Gemini's GUSD in that it will simply be one-for-one backed by US dollars deposited at Prime Trust. That's the first fiat-backed stablecoin on Flow, Roham Garegoslo, CEO of Dapper Labs, said in a phone interview. Dapper's flagship product, NBA Top Shot, has used a USDC integration to date. Garegoslo explained that FUSD is happening now simply because it's needed by non-Dapper Labs companies that are building on the Flow blockchain to give their users a non-volatile way to pay for digital products, one that will also be easily available in the United States and Canada. So far, most of these third-party apps have accepted payments in the network's native Flow cryptocurrency, which is not available on exchanges in those countries. Flow is trading at $12.56 per token, according to CoinGecko. New token standard. Notably, Garegoslo said FUSD also represents the first ERC-20-like token on Flow, enabled by the Flow Client Library, FCL, a new tool that will enable faster development on the network. ERC-20 is the Ethereum standard that allows the world's second-largest blockchain to support other tokens beyond its native ETH, -5.66%, cryptocurrency. FCL unlocks the ability of anyone to make their own ERC-20-style token on Flow, Garegoslo said, calling it the Flow equivalent of Web3. Further, he added that other stablecoins are in the works to come to Flow, such as a Flow-native ETH cryptocurrency. Such tokens are crucial, Garegoslo explained. In order for you to use a token in a non-custodial payment method, it needs to be on the blockchain your payment is on, he said. In a non-custodial system, a user's assets never have to leave their control until they make a payment and trade one asset for another. That protects the user from third-party risk, a key principle of blockchain technology. More stablecoin options should be good for both developers and users, because with decentralized exchanges wired directly into applications, users will be able to pay in any token they want and the payment will finalize in any token the developer wants, in one transaction. Further, Dapper Labs is promising Stripe-like simplicity for crypto payments. Why a new stablecoin? According to data from Messari, the total market capitalization of the stablecoin market is over $100 billion. Despite a plethora of options on other blockchains, FUSD is needed now because Dapper Labs wants to get such a payment method to developers building today. Others will come to Flow, but that timeline is not in Dapper Labs' control. That said, the vision for FUSD is to enable the Flow ecosystem not to compete with the giant cross-blockchain stablecoins such as USDC, -0.06%, and USDT, -0.05%. The payment app Ramp will be ready to provide fiat on ramps immediately and MoonPay will do so soon, according to Dapper Labs. This is a very safe, regulated, zero-risk coin that even the biggest companies can use, Garegoslo said. Elizabeth Warren, U.S. lawmakers put Bitcoin on trial in Senate CBDC hearing. While a Senate Banking Committee hearing ostensibly focused on central bank digital currencies, Bitcoin's role in the ecosystem drew much of the attention. U.S. lawmakers may be warming to a central bank digital currency, CBDC. But while CBDCs drew some of the attention during Wednesday's Senate Banking Committee hearing, the issues around Bitcoin, BTC, -0.54%, drew far more attention from the group of lawmakers, led most vocally by Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMAS. The Subcommittee on Economic Policy, chaired by Warren, is likely going to hold further hearings on the cryptocurrency sector as well, the lawmaker told Bloomberg. The hearing presented one of the sharpest criticisms of Bitcoin from U.S. lawmakers to date, even as smaller countries like El Salvador move to accept the cryptocurrency as legal tender. Warren's views are likely a preview of how the issue may be discussed in other upcoming hearings, with counterparts in the House of Representatives holding a similar discussion next week. Pros and cons. If you want to send money to somebody else, digital currency can be easier and faster, Warren said as she opened the hearing. But in order for those advantages to be realized, the digital version needs to be secure, stable, and accepted everywhere. In response, MIT Digital Currency Initiative Director Neha Narula pointed out that Bitcoin's value is not stable, pointing to the recent market drop of about 40%. Warren's view is markedly different from Senator Cynthia Lummis, RYO, the pro-Bitcoin lawmaker who launched a Financial Innovation Caucus last month. Lummis contrasted nations using Bitcoin, naming El Salvador's recent bill to adopt the cryptocurrency as legal tender, with the U.S. possible approach. Warren also took aim at Bitcoin and other proof-of-work cryptocurrencies' environmental cost, saying it draws as much energy as the Netherlands, and could use as much energy as every other data center on Earth by the end of the year. Whether Bitcoin indeed uses an excess amount of energy compared to other technologies or monetary systems is hotly debated. CBDCs may be good. All four witnesses Narula, Columbia Law's Lev Menand, Stanford University's Daryl Duffy and Digital Dollar Foundation Director Chris Giancarlo argued that a well-built digital dollar would prove useful to the U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, D. Ohio, who chairs the full Senate Banking Committee, expressed support Wednesday for the idea of a Federal Reserve-issued CBDC, saying it could complement a no-fee bank account plan he has proposed. Americans shouldn't have to pay exorbitant fees just to use the money they've already earned. A central bank digital currency can work with these no-fee accounts to make sure working families have access to the payment system and full participation in our economy, he said. Brown has also recently come out strongly against provisional banking charters granted to crypto-native firms. Arguments in favor of CBDCs varied. Menon said they could allow for large companies to find new ways of storing value. Offering non-defaultable money with no maximum amount would be stabilizing for the U.S. financial system in ways that people haven't thought about, Menon said, adding, it would be very helpful to large companies to be able to hold very, very large cash balances in non-defaultable amounts, and this could crowd out a lot of unsafe and unstable alternative products that those companies use right now. China looms large. A digital dollar may also help the U.S. keep pace with China, which has been working on both its own blockchain-based services network and a CBDC of its own, the digital yuan. Giancarlo pointed to China's work in arguing a CBDC would help the dollar maintain its role as the global reserve currency. It's only a matter of time before China will combine its latest blockchain technology with its new digital currency in its futures markets, he said. His remarks came a day after the full Senate passed the Endless Frontier Act, which if implemented as is would require the federal government to study the national security implications of the digital renminbi, after an amendment sponsored in part by Lummis. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.